Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up from the NRIA.net studios in New York. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. On this Tuesday, I humbly suggested to President Trump that he might explain to the American people why he is not attending the inauguration of Joe Biden tomorrow, as it is a tradition for outgoing presidents to be at the ceremony. Well, the reason Donald Trump should not attend, in my opinion, is that it would be a huge distraction from the ceremony itself, because the press would make Donald Trump the story and not the incoming president, Joe Biden. So all Donald Trump has to say to the folks is, I congratulate Joe Biden. I wish him the best. I'm not going to be there because I don't want to be a distraction. Now, three other presidents did not attend inaugurations. In 1801, John Adams was so angry that he lost to Thomas Jefferson that on the morning of the inauguration, Adams at 4 a.m. got Abigail, they jumped in a coach, and they traveled all the way to Boston. In 1829, Adams' son, John Quincy, loathed Andrew Jackson, so Quincy didn't show up. And then in 1869, Andrew Johnson and U.S. Grant just hated each other. So Johnson stayed in the White House during the swearing-in of Grant and then bolted back to Tennessee. Now this.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.